Matthew 1:1. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, 1:2, and said unto his servants, This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do shew forth themselves in him. 1:3. For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison, for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. 1:4. For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have her. 1:5. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. 1:6. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and pleased Herod. 1:7. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. 1:8. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger. 1:9. And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. 14:10. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. 14:11. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. 14:12. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. 14:13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. 14:14. And Jesus went forth, and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. 14:15. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages, and buy themselves victuals. 14:16. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. 14:17. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves, and 2 fishes. 14:18. He said, Bring them hither to me. 14:19. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. 14:20. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. 14:21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. 14:22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. 14:23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. 14:24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. 14:25. And in the 4th watch of the night Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. 14:26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. 14:27. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. 14:28. And Peter answered him, and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. 14:29. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. 14:30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. 14:31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? 14:32. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. 14:33. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God. 14:34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. 14:35. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased. 14:36. And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole.